Good morning.
Good morning.
Before I joined Torrance First, I was attending Sunday Masses with my family in one of the Catholic churches close to home. Week after week, it just became a ritual. But all along, deep inside, there seems to be a certain void in my life. God was there, but I did not know Him well enough. When I came here at Torrance First United Methodist Church and became an official member on November 2012, not only did I realize how impoverished I was spiritually, but this church was the answer to my quest and my desire as a venue to get closer to God. I knew right away that this is my church. I was never wrong. It became my second family, a safe place where I can be myself, bare my soul, and not be judged, and yet be encouraged to grow in my relationship with God. This is where I receive warm reception and love from Pastor Bob Isip to Pastor Stacy to my fellow worshipers. I felt that the Lord is with me and will continue to be with me till I die. It teaches me His undying love for us, that without love, there is not much to live for. Love was there. With that, it helped me discover Christ, to know Him, to love Him, and I pray that I may be worthy of His love. Love is a journey, as life is a journey. This is where I was encouraged to get involved in many church activities that helped me grow. Our adult Bible study after the service continued to be my inspiration to walk my faith, open my mind and my heart on how to lead a prayerful life. The sharing during the sessions teaches me about life, its challenges, and how to relate God's teachings in dealing with them. My participation in my chancel choir, the Palace Singers, the SPRC, the United Methodist Women West District Mission was very, very fulfilling. These are the moments of my solitude, pleasurable feeling of peace and a connectedness with God, and they are precious. The camaraderie between the members in the service of God is priceless, and I wish to share this so that others will also find opportunity to be part of the body of Christ. It can make all of the difference. And I pray through our church mission, may our hearts continue to cultivate that same Christ-like desire to reach out and take care of the least of our brethren. This commandment of God can be a means in giving back in our own small little way. Taking part in this outreach allow us to show our gratitude to the many blessings that came our way. I'm still in my journey, but I know that the Lord Jesus will always be with me. He suffered death so I can be saved, that God loves me. To my children, Karen is not here yet, but Kimberly, Daniel, and AJ, and Alex are here. Karen, Kim, and AJ, I know in God's time, my church will be your church. It changed my life. And someday, you too can give your time and your gifts to this church. I love my church, and God loves you. Thank you.